Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Tempt Me at Twilight by Lisa Claypass, performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. London. The Rutledge Hotel. May 1852. Her chances of a decent marriage were about to be dashed, and all because of a ferret. Unfortunately, Poppy Hathaway had pursued Dodger halfway through the Rutledge Hotel before she recalled an important fact. To a ferret, a straight line included 6 zigs and 7 zags.
"Dodger!" Poppy said desperately. "Come back! I'll give you a biscuit. Any of my hair ribbons, anything! Oh, I'm going to make a scarf out of you!"
As soon as she caught her sister's pet, Poppy swore she was going to alert the management of the Rutledge that Beatrix was harbouring wild creatures in their family suite, which was definitely against hotel policy. Of course, that might have caused the entire Hathaway clan to be forcibly removed from the premises. At the moment, Poppy didn't care. Dodger had stolen a love letter that had been sent to her from Michael Baining, and nothing in the world mattered except retrieving it. All the situation needed was for Dodger to hide the blasted thing in some public place where it would be discovered, and then Poppy's chances of marrying a respectable and perfectly wonderful young man would be forever lost. Dodger hurried through the luxurious hallways of the Rutledge Hotel in a sinuous lope, staying just out of reach. The letter was clamped in his long front teeth. As she dashed after him, Poppy prayed that she would not be seen. No matter how reputable the hotel...